T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Friday morning. It's 35 degrees. With colder temperatures, many households have been turning up the furnace.
And fire officials advise you to check and even change the filter on your furnace as you do so. Deputy Fire Chief Stuart Bevis tells KSN News, check your chimney if you plan to use the fireplace, and never plug a space heater into an extension cord.
And an older electrical system may actually lead to overheating of the conductors, of the wires. And in an attic space, we actually have combustible insulation that may catch fire.
Bevis also says, remember to turn off that space heater if you leave the room or leave your residence. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A former suburban Kansas City mayor has become the third Republican to kick off a campaign to challenge freshman Democrat Representative Sharice Davids. The Kansas City Star reports Adrienne Foster announced her campaign this week for the GOP nomination in the 3rd Congressional District. Foster served one term as the mayor of Roland Park, a community of about 6,800, before becoming executive director of the Kansas Hispanic and Latino American Affairs Commission.
Joe Biden is expected to adjust his strategy going into the Democratic debate in Ohio next week.
He told donors at that debate he's going to be more aggressive and the word he used was declarative, but not more argumentative. A new Fox News poll reveals that only 10% of Democratic primary voters are less likely to vote for Biden because of his son's business dealings with Ukraine. 64% say no difference. So Biden has padded his lead over Warren nationally in this poll. It's up to 10% now. But he's trying to focus less on accusations and more on accomplishments.
Fox's Peter Ducey reporting recent national polls show fellow Democrat contender Senator Elizabeth Warren challenging Biden's primary lead.
California has a new data privacy law. State Attorney General has released a draft of the proposed regulations.
The California Privacy Protection Act takes effect in a few months, and the state's Attorney General, Javier Becerra, announced the draft regulations, saying that nowadays data is gold and there is a rush to mine it.
CCPA would allow you to pull the curtains back and see what information companies have collected about you so that, if you want, you could have that information deleted.
Much like Europe's GDPR law, it will impact hundreds of thousands of businesses, and an early economic assessment estimates it will cost businesses collectively $55 billion to comply with the regulations. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Kill it on sight. That's the message from Georgia officials as the state deals with an invasive animal.
It can grow to 3 feet in length. It has razor-sharp teeth. It's technically a fish, but can exist on land and move from one lake to another. A snakehead fish was recently pulled from a pond northeast of Atlanta. Georgia wildlife officials are now urging fishers, if they encounter one, to kill it immediately by cutting off its head. The fish is native to China and has previously been reported in 14 U.S. states. Tom Graham, Fox News.
September was Suicide Prevention Month. Tisha Darland with ComCare of Sedgwick County tells KNSS News there is an alarming trend.
Even despite all of the efforts around the country, the numbers continue to grow. Here in Sedgwick County, we had 101 deaths by suicide in 2018, which is the highest it's ever been. And it's actually above the national average.
The local suicide hotline number is 660-7500. Tisha Darland is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. You may want to grab the heavier jacket or coat as we get the day started. Sunny and breezy this morning with temperatures near 50 later on this afternoon. You combine the gusty northwest winds with the temperature and it's certainly going to feel colder than it really is. Our low tonight, 32 with a freeze warning in effect. Windy and 66 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 14 miles per hour, 35 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. at 6:35. October 11th, on this date in 1975, NBC Saturday Night. Later, Saturday Night Live made its debut with guest host George Carlin. And that
stupid idea.
Yeah.
Why would you put a comedy show on at 10:30 on a Saturday night? No one will ever watch that.
I know, but it took off, didn't it? Wow.
No kidding.
Wow.
I mean,
first host was George Carlin.
Plus, you populate that show with a bunch of people that no one has ever heard of.
No.
Why would you? Well, that's just doomed. That idea is terrible.
I'll tell you what. It's not a new idea.
44 years later, it's still on the air.
Sid Caesar did it, you know, people like that. But they took that and said, well, let's do it.
They didn't do it Saturday night late at night.
Well, you're right. They did theirs in prime time.
It's like, why would you do that?
Well,
no one's going to watch this thing.
There's a lot of people that on Saturday nights, they got nothing else to do, and that's where they're going to be. And people just stayed home to watch it, you know. It's a good show. All right, Saturday Night Live. Authorities say they've arrested a Florida man who provoked a small alligator into biting his arm and poured beer into the animal's mouth. News outlets report 27-year-old Timothy Kepke and 22-year-old Noah Osborne were charged last week with unlawfully taking an alligator. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officers began investigating in August following a complaint of Osborne catching the alligator in Palm City and handing it to Kepke. Kepke appears in a video to let the reptile bite his forearm. The video also shows Kepke's feeding the alligator beer as it struggles. Apparently, they're giving him PBR and he likes Bud Light, something like that. The Empire State Building. Ever been there, Ted?
Twice.
Have you? I have not. So it's one of those places to be.
It's fantastic.
Well, the observatory atop the Empire State Building has a dizzying new look with floor-to-ceiling 360-degree windows. I don't think I could do it.
I've never been up to that place. I've been to the outdoor. Both times I went to the outdoor observation, but this is an indoor.
Okay. This is 102 floors above New York City. The remodeled observatory opens to the public Saturday. It was unveiled to the media Thursday. More than 4 million annual visitors get a bird's-eye view of the city and nearby states. The $58 cost to get to the observatory at 1,250 feet above Fifth Avenue has not changed. Building also has remodeled its famous open-air observatory on the 86th floor.
Yeah, I've been to the 86th floor twice.
Okay. So the highest new perch also contains fresh exhibits on the way up. It was a four-year project costing $165 million. So this is not the very top then?
Well, it's pretty close.
Is it close? Okay. So you didn't get up there and shimmy up that radio tower or whatever to get rid of
it? No, I did not do the King Kong.
Man. I don't want to be
86 floors up is high enough.
Oh, no kidding.
When you're outdoors.
No kidding.
Wasn't it a tower for Zeppelins to dock?
Yeah. The original idea was that Zeppelin would dock at the top there and unload folks.
Okay.
It never happened.
Yeah. All right. It's 6:37 now, Steve and Ted. Public Works and Utilities Department here in Wichita is going to host a hiring event this weekend. If you're looking for a job, the city of Wichita is hiring. And it's 11 to 2 Saturday morning, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., at Westside Athletic Fields of 571 North McLean. You know where the Ball Diamonds are there. And it's an opportunity. You can find a job if you're looking for one. And that's coming up on Saturday here in Wichita. All right, it's 6:38 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Live cattle and feeder cattle futures traded mixed Thursday, but late buying pulled them off the session lows. The live cattle had an inside trading session, while the feeder cattle traded near the highs that were made on Wednesday. Steer carcass weights are at 898 pounds, up 2 pounds from a week ago, but down 2 pounds from a year ago. And beef export sales yesterday were a negative 29.1 thousand metric tons due to a large Hong Kong cancellation. Lean hog futures had two-sided trading, but closed negative. On the close yesterday, December live cattle 25 cents higher at 111.42. November feeders down 12 cents at 144.12. And December hogs down $1 at 68.47. Now Thursday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed negative with the largest losses in the corn and wheat. The corn and wheat received price negative numbers from the USDA report yesterday, and the soybeans positive numbers. The trade will be watching the winter weather that will be hitting the Midwest this weekend and the effects it may have. Now, we are seeing a surge to the upside this morning in our grain marks, correcting some of the technical sell-off yesterday, along with the fact that we're hearing promising news on the China-U.S. trade talks. December Casey wheat's 4 cents higher at 407 and a quarter. December corn up 3 3/4 at 384. November soybeans up 9 cents at 932 and a half. November crude oil 83 cents higher at 54.38. December gold down $10.5 at $1,490.30. December S&P 31 1/4 points higher at 29.72 1/4. December dollar index down 44 cents at 97.96. And December Dow Jones futures 289 points higher at 26,774. For commodity trading, your ag marketing advisory, contact Lefler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, last evening I got together with my friends at the Monarch. We call it the Mensa Club. You know why we call it the Mensa Club?
I have no clue.
Because combined between six of us, our IQ would go up to about 200, making us... That's why we call it the Mensa Club. Anyway, we get together. We're guys. We went to school together and whatnot. We get together and, you know, have a little sandwich or whatnot and have a good time and just compare notes. There were four of us last night. Do you ever do anything like that? Or are you just kind of a stay-at-home guy? You know, you got any friends?
Well, let's see. We should give me a little time to think about that ahead of time.
That's all right. We'll go on to something else. Now, if you can find if you can name a friend next week, maybe you should come up with somebody, you know, just to, you know.
That will be my weekend project. I have an answer for you Monday.
You're a busy guy. You don't have time for friends, right?
That's right.
All right. America, here you go. Stay with us. America, you suck at using the turn signal. Did this surprise anybody? A study by the Society of Automotive Engineers tells us 25% of U.S. drivers improperly use their turn signals while out on the road. Does that mean they don't use them at all? Because that's what I see. In the same study, nearly half of all drivers don't use their signals to switch lanes. Tom, are you there?
I'm listening.
Are you guilty?
You know what? That's one of my pet peeves.
Me too, Tom.
Me three.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't understand.
You're sitting at an intersection waiting to turn, and somebody drives up that intersection, all of a sudden turns, never turned the signal on. Like you said, changing lanes, never turned the signal on.
Yep. It is, but a lot of them don't do it. So there you go.
Morons.
That's right, Ted.
Somebody out there right now just changed lanes while listening to Steve and Ted without using their directional indicator properly.
No, I think our listeners probably do the right thing.
I imagine they do. You know, I go back to my driver's ed teacher at Wichita West, George Hudson, who he took it seriously now. And it's turn signals. You could flunk his class if you got it wrong, huh? And by the way, he gave me an A in parallel parking. Huh? That's the one where you back in between two cars. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't do that very much anymore.
I was going to say, if you're from the country, you just park in the middle of the street. You don't care, huh?
That's right.
Oh, Tom, thank you. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, sir. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker, is going to be with us in a moment. The training wheels are off for solar and wind power.
Ooh,
sounds good. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.